What's good?
Hey. We've had so much, like, conversation already.
I know.
We low-key wasted, though.
No.
I know we did.
I feel those off-the-record things. Huh? It was off-the-record.
Definitely. We wasn't talking shit, though. Like, I can cuss on this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, welcome to Chicago.
Hi.
It's a really cool spot.
Yeah, we're in the Sure House right now. It's lime green everywhere.
Yeah, look at these leg chairs. Like,
yo, I took a photo of this chair, actually.
It looks dope with the guitar, though.
Mm-hmm. It's raw.
Nah, yeah, it's pretty dope in here. They got some bread.
They definitely have money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even disclose how much. I'm on contract right now. Looking at...
Anyway, I know what brings you to Chicago, but what brings you to Chicago? Because you live in Milwaukee.
Yes, I do. Yes. Still, Webster I'm X. still based in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
My name is Webster X. I am on the Diaspora Podcast.
That's Radical Diaspora.
Radical Diaspora Podcast. Because it couldn't just be the Diaspora Podcast, because if you Google that, you couldn't really find it. It's got to be Radical.
Yeah, well, a little
That's
more
also not
specific.
Even the reason, though, because you're just a radical. Anyways.
We all radical.
Right, for real. Shit, if you want to be. I was booked to play the Apple show, so I'm here for that. And you actually booked it, which is dope, because that speaks to a lot, because I met you in 2015, and you came for the Chance the Rapper show, but it wasn't even just because of that. I think you were there for These Days. You were there because of These Days, right?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was like fall 2015.
Definitely.
And that was like, literally, I had just written that Noisy article, and
yep.
then I had moved
came?
Here. Yeah.
Wait, you wrote the article before you even met all of us?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's crazy, because I thought, damn, that's nuts.
Yeah, because it was October 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the first time I met you in person, and I was just like, dang, she's dope. And then we just kind of, I would see you more and more every now and then. I think the last time, we were talking about this yesterday too, which is really depressing, but we were like, yo, I think the last time we saw each other was when Milwaukee came to do that show in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it was at Chop Shop, and I think this was like January 2016.
Yeah.
It was like the first show of the year.
Bro, and it's been 3.5 years? That's crazy.
Time goes too fast, because it doesn't feel like that long, though. Mm-hmm. Like, does it for you?
No. Definitely not.
See?
Same vibes.
Yep.
Same good vibes.
Yeah.
Man, what you been up to, though? I know you've been doing a lot of community-oriented work. Obviously, you put out a project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put out Dame Airs, the album,
yes.
2017 of March, but it's been since I've dropped an album. And I only dropped 3 singles last summer, so I've been doing a lot of, like, left-field stuff.
Yeah. Well, Dame Airs was with Closed Sessions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That was my first and only release with them. Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing since then?
Man, I've been, Free Space is this youth organization that I've been like, I'm a co-founder of. We founded it in 2015. And from there, pretty much what it is, it's a monthly event and we just have 3 artists perform. Then we interview them. Very kind of similar to the Apple setup that you guys do. And that's also like, to call it a monthly event is like selling it short. It's selling it, like spreading it too thin. Like, it's a movement pretty much, and it's an organization as well, because we definitely organize a lot. And what we try and do is just do innovative things. So I've been kind of just focusing on Milwaukee and trying to just innovate it a little bit more and like help, because what's happening right now in Milwaukee is you got the Pfizer Forum, right? That's a new arena that the Bucks play in. That's for, like, you know, and Giannis as a the star player, he's really sending Milwaukee up. Like, property value in Milwaukee's increasing downtown. Places, it's a gold mine. Like, you can go to Milwaukee and get property for stupid cheap, and that's a real estate lick for you, pretty much. Like, you can really make a lot of money off of that. So with that, what I recognize is we need to just push the arts a little bit harder, because that's going to get lost, definitely, and with all this development downtown. So the way I've been kind of fell into this thing called the New State, which is this all ages music hub that's going to be on 27th State Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 27th State Street's a very, like, it's just a ghost town over there, which is dope, though, because it's not the goal of gentrification. It's the goal of keeping that energy, but just making it nicer, but more like Black and like Latino, and just owned by like the actual community that like lives there. Because that's the thing, is like, we want to, it's almost like, I don't even want to call it like reverse gentrification, because that doesn't make any sense, but like, it's like, you're gentrifying in the sense of you're making the area nicer and you're like building value, but you're still keeping the people there because the new state's going to be a community owned thing.
I mean, the area would still be affordable for
definitely
for people who live there to keep living there.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what that's what I've been focusing on. I don't know how all this fell into my life. I never had these plans.
Yeah,
I just kept going from one thing to another.
But I mean, Milwaukee's always been at your first generation, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and Milwaukee's always been at the heart of your artistry. So you know, it's not too far off.
True, but I guess I just never saw myself being on a board of directors of like a future venue, like, like a future hub, you know, with space for classes, and it's so cool. But you know, in that time too, since 2017, I've obviously also been working on a lot of music, but I just haven't felt the need to put anything out because when I came out, so and so out of the canon or whatever, I hit the ground running. You know, I dropped Doomsday, dropped a video for that, dropped Lately, dropped a video for that, dropped Kinfolk with Alan Kingdom, dropped so many different singles and so many different videos, and I just felt like it was time to just kind of fall back and focus on some other stuff for a little bit.
Yeah,
and then now I'm doing the reverse, so that's kind of cool too, and it feels really refreshing too because I feel like my overall theory, I guess, is just if I'm doing something and I'm getting, or it feels like a job. Like, right. music started to feel like a little bit of a job. I need to fall back from that and try doing something else. So I'm a multi-dimensional artist. I'm going to always try different things. And then I'll come back to it refreshed, and that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, so. Taking a little time off is okay.
Album 2
is
in the works. And it's,
how's that going?
It's going super good.
Yeah.
It just sounds good. It feels good. It feels like what I used to make. Like, it feels like just that DIY-ass shit of just me in my room, and I kind of learned the skill of just self-recording when I was in LA for a month in January, and it just opened up my world. Like, I got back to just like fucking being on the desk and shit like that. Oh, what the hell is that? Siri just almost popped up. That was weird. But yeah, I was just being on the desk, and like, I put that in the beat, just like little random stuff. I don't know, it feels good to get back to basics. That's the best way I could put it. Like, I kind of tore the Webster X house down or whatever, and I'm building it back up now.
Yeah. Do you think doing this other work, like the community work, has re-energized you? That's what's re-energized you?
Yeah, it just put me in a different mindset, seeing what kids, kind of relearning like what kids are into, like all these little 17-year-olds and like just their mindsets of still chasing girls and shit, and like still talking shit, still like want to beat each other up, but then like also trying to steer them in the right direction, be like, yo, it's a whole world out there, and these are like some of the ways that you can like accomplish, you know, I guess some success of some sort. Just because all these artists are micro businesses in a sense, which is weird to refer to artists like that, but they all have something like to present and also to organize, and you can make money off of that. And I think there should just be more money, obviously, within the arts. We all think that, but I think this is a real way to do it. It's like just throwing Free Space and opening the new state and like giving them real resources and bringing in people to talk, you know, and like present stuff. Like, I still have you in my plans for when the new state opens, to just do some sort of like workshop, because I remember you reached out to me on Twitter, and like, I still have,
oh my god, that was like a year ago, right?
I know, but I haven't forgotten about that, you know.
Yeah,
because that stuff's kind of key. My thing is, I think it all comes from just, I don't want to like just not share resources with people. I don't want to hold like all the information I've learned. That's what humanity as a whole does a lot, which is dumb, because people be insecure and selfish. We don't share enough information, so everybody out here is just lost as fuck.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I feel re-energized, definitely.
Yeah. So Free Space will be a program within, or like, that runs at the venue.
Yep.
So otherwise the venue,
amongst
also,
many other things too.
Yeah. Are there anything else you could, you know, the programs that you
could
share?
Well, so the new state is gonna be a 414 capacity venue, 404 area code. And then also it's gonna be space for classes, a retail store for touring artists, and then also what was the fourth thing? Am I tweaking right now? Special classes, venue, retail store. That's it. It's just a hub. There's a fourth. I don't know what it is. I'm tweaking right now. I'm spacing on that. It's been a long morning. But yeah, that's pretty much what I can share. All I can say is that the new state is just a space for people to use, period. Like, it's going to be a for-profit in the sense of, like, booking artists and, like, getting a talent buyer and, like, having shows there, which there's so many dope talent buyers in Milwaukee that, like, realize all the artists that skip over Milwaukee, or, like, it's looked at as a flyover, like, city and shit. And recently, because of the Pfizer 2 and them like hooking up with Live Nation or whatever, like that's really brought a lot better artists to Milwaukee. And that's kind of like people are starting to look at Milwaukee again because these bigger artists are putting Milwaukee on their social media and shit because it's on their tour schedule, whatever. People are just seeing it more. It's like it's the little things like that that bring value to the city. But once again, it could easily just be whitewashed. And like we don't want to do that. Yeah. So that's why these things are in place. I don't know. It was just my calling, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, it's time.
Yeah.
And it's a team too. I'm not doing this shit by myself at all. Like I'm
Has the board made up other artists or?
So the board is actually, I'm the only artist on the board. The only other people on there are a radio personality named Promise. He's a radio personality on V100, which is like our like WGCI, I guess you could say in a sense. Like an iHeart station. Super dope ass dude. There's Janice Vo, who's like co-founder of Free Space. She's just like a graphic designer. And then we got two developers, John Hennessy and then Andrew Parker. So that's like kind of like the more back office shit. And then Dima, who used to run, you call him the White Russian. He's a geek. He runs this, a record label called Unify Records in Milwaukee. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And then now we're building the fundraising committee. So we're bringing in super dope. I'm so excited about the fundraising committee. There's a guy named Jared English who's just, man, he's a juggernaut in the city, but like low key and is like so about just like black rights. And like, I wanted to bring in somebody like that, kind of has like that hardcore, like that radical mindset.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we just need that a little bit more. And like somebody that's going to be just ready to be cautious of us. Cause there's people hitting us up now that want to be community partners that, you know, you never really know where it's going to go. Sometimes people want to
like what
use you as a token
are.
And shit. So we're just cautious of that, but that's not a major worry of ours. We're just trying to make the team better and expand it because it's a board of 8 directors right now. And then we're trying to, and then the fundraising committee is about like 8 people too, but the board, we're trying to, you know, make like 30, 40 people, but you have to be very careful when you expand like that because vision can get lost very easily. So
too many hands in the pot.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, you good?
I had a question.
I go crazy. I like me going in circles.
Wait, so that must have been a lot of work.
Like, so much work.
Other,
that's why.
But other, like, business, just, like, completely switching your mind to, like, a business. Business Webster X.
Definitely.
Not music-making Webster.
Yeah. Learning about property. Learning about, like, development. What kind of effort that takes. Learning about fundraising, bro.
Right. And, like, buying a building.
Fundraising.
That's,
but you know,
crazy.
You know what's crazy, though? I kind of realized how easy it is in the sense of, like, fundraising, right? So, fundraising, the task is not easy. But realizing the resources that you have around you and then hitting them up for money is easier than you think. Like,
yeah.
I just kind of, like, who have I crossed paths with that would be so invested in this amazing project that's for the community, going to be owned by the community, like, once we actually launch, you know? And there's a lot of people that are ready for that. And I've just been tapping into those networks, and it's been helping a lot. You know, Milwaukee Film's been a big help, too, as of recent. We were just a part of the Minority Health Film Fest, which was really cool. So Styles P came in and gave some talks about juicing, which was really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and we were just, like, tabling
juicing,
up there.
Juicing, like,
juicing. He has juice.
I think I heard about that.
Spots in New York or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So
I thought I didn't know if he meant juicing, like.
No, Styles P got bust, like, Busta Rhymes and shit.
Damn, that's crazy though. Yeah, that's like.
But yeah, I'm learning so much stuff that I
guess. You have a good network, you know? That's the thing about like really localized or like hyper local community efforts. If you have a good network, you can really like lean on people who also believe in you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my network also exceeds outside of Milwaukee too, somewhat. So that helps a lot. And that's going to help for bringing in artists to do talks or bringing in people like you to do talks or whoever. Like, just. Man, just putting a seed in these kids' heads. And then also, like, beyond the Newsstand Free Space, you know, my collective New Age Narcissism, Q the Sun, he works with this program called COA in Milwaukee. And he, like, you know, teaches production there and helps the kids record, like, make some dope-ass songs with them. And we're just kind of all on that mindset of just, like, working outside beyond ourselves. Because it just feels natural, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can always balance music in that. You just have to choose one at a certain point in time. And, like, for a while, I was kind of choosing New State Free Space stuff to focus on super heavy. Plus, behind the scenes, just working on music all the time if I need to air my feelings or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then now I'm transitioning back into getting ready to push out this next album. So Man, I just want to, first off, just diversify myself. Like,
I think you're doing it.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. But, like, even more so, in the sense of, like, I'm a diverse person, period. Like, we're diverse people, but, like, putting yourself in different spaces and learning how to operate in those spaces and being respectful of spaces beyond just, you know, a black space. Or there's just so much going on in the world that I'm very interested about and just want to insert myself in when I feel like I am being welcomed, you know? Like, if I'm allowed to be inserted.
Right.
I'm allowed to insert myself in there. Because people, once I open the door, I'm
people
like,
people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand
that. Hell
nah. That. Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
It's funny.
The concept of space, like, that's also a very new concept to me, you know? So, just, like, existing in certain spaces. And also, like, you know, when they say that even, I guess, or say somebody, like, doesn't want to speak up because they don't feel like they've been given the space to, like, share their opinion. Or, you know, that kind of, like, figurative space, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's touchy times. And even me and Daria were talking about that. Daria is sitting on a couch across from us, just for people that don't know who Daria is listening. Like, just, I guess how to still withhold your own opinion with all of this, like, very groupthink that's happening right now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of hard to not be, I mean, I just feel like people want you to so strongly side with them. People just feel swayed to side with, you know?
There's so much pressure.
Yeah.
And I don't like to, because I like to be me. I like to have my own thoughts. Plus, I also know my own thoughts. Like, I mean, we always have learning to do, but I know my head's in the right space and in, like, the right empathetic way of thinking and so on and so forth. So, I don't know. It's just important to think for yourself, too, because Twitter gonna let you think you should be thinking with all these other people. It's gonna steer your thoughts and, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Space is very important right now.
So, who are some of, like, the... Who should I be looking out for in Milwaukee?
Like, artists?
Yeah.
Zed Kenzo, much right now.
Yeah.
Dude, Zed has... Okay, so there's this program called Backline in Milwaukee, right? And it's this new thing. It's kind of like... You could almost say... I'm not even getting any detail on it. But pretty much what it is they pick four or three artists to... They give them a $20,000 grant. And they fly out to New York. They fly out to L.A. Ishtar's old manager, Mag. He's the program director for it.
Yeah,
so once again, Mag's doing a similar thing. Like, you know, myself, in the sense of he's using all the resources that he's, like, just allocated over the years and then putting it into this local thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help build local artists. And, you know, Mag knows pretty much, like, a lot of people in the industry. So it's just, it's a good thing that he's doing. And that's, like, elevated somebody like Zed a lot. And to see Zed flourish, bro, it's so dope. Because she exists in that, like... The Doja, the Ricos.
That's
the
what
whole,
I thought, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she
fits
so well.
I feel like she was trying to do that, too, like, 4 years ago. And
definitely. She's,
really
she's been on
it.
This. That's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's been
this
with
isn't,
it, but
she,
now.
It's not like she, like, followed, like, ah, oh, Rico's doing this. Like,
yeah.
Zed's just been that eccentric.
Yeah.
Zed
yeah.
is such a talent. Like, Zed, you know, she took ballet. She plays piano and shit. Like, she's just a freaky, like, just a dope art, like, a black art girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a weird way to put it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
she's
that's just a big homie.
Multi-faceted. Yes.
So Zed Kenzo, who else is just really emerging right now? It's really dope. I mean, you can always look out for like Ishtar and obviously myself and Lord Freddy, who's super dope.
Oh yeah,
Who else? There's a guy named Lil Saucy who's like
Lil Saucy.
He's really geeked, bro.
What about some of the young kids? You?
Oh my
see
god,
space?
Baby Mont, he's incredible. This is a kid named K-Stamp. He plays jazz guitar. He reminds me of Steve Lacy so hard, but he don't even know it yet. Very similar kind of vibe, though. Like, he looks like he should be in the internet, like that group. Who else? There's so many young kids, man. There's a girl named Trinity Grace. She produces her own stuff.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her many times, I'm like, you're able to produce. You're a woman. You can sing. Like, there's just not that many, like, self-serving women in music, period.
Right.
They can do it all themselves. Zed, same thing. She produces for herself.
Oh,
like,
for real.
Which is crazy. So, yeah. There's, I mean, God. Oh, Shaddai. Oh, my God. Shaddai is incredible. She has, like, she's 17, but has, like, the lowest register ever, which is crazy. So, she sounds amazing. She sounds like MC Light, like,
oh, fuck.
At 17.
Yeah.
Just, like, incredible rap. So, yeah, Shaddai, Trinity Grace, Baby Mont, K-Stamp, those are all like really cool, like 16, 17, 18 year olds that are on the rise. Zed Kenzo, man, Lex Allen, the list goes on, bro.
Yeah.
There's too many to name.
And yeah, your crew, New Age Narcissists, is still alive and well.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, because New Age Narcissism just, we're
or
so
narcissism. Multi. Sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. You good. We're like, we're just multifaceted. Like, Chris G is a choreographer and, like, we're with the Bucks this season. Like, it's just, he focuses on dance, you know? And he focuses
But he's
on,
also your drummer.
Yeah, but also my drummer, too.
Crazy.
And, you know, isn't that funny how I didn't even bring that up? Because, like, I'd be forgetting that he's my drummer, because we just all very much are good at existing in our own lane.
I did, too, because I only see...
We don't know. We haven't dropped any music together at all.
Yeah, and I feel like I see most of his videos are him dancing, like what I see on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's more of a friend. It's a friend group. That's what it really is. Yeah. Like, it's before the music, too. But it also goes in with, like, it plays, it's with the music as well and the art, whatever. So, Nan album will happen one day eventually down the line, but it's like, we just chilling doing our shit.
Yeah, no.
There's no pressure, bro. We don't feel like we have to adhere to any norms of like what groups should be doing. Like, there's plenty of groups that haven't put out like music together like that. Pivot. I mean, they've been doing that for a minute, but like,
but they
like
just
officially
put out that one.
Officially they just did it.
And then they had Jimmy, but that was like,
you know what I'm saying,
ago.
It was a minute ago.
Yeah,
so that's why I said it's like they've been doing it, but it's like, yo, like when they finally do it, like it's a polished piece of work. It took them till now, because that's what it is. Like, people gotta focus on themselves and build themselves up, then we can do it, you know. Like, we all still have a lot of work to do individually and a lot of room to grow and, like, really be in final form. And we're all very anal about that. Like, nope, it's not time yet. Nope, it's not time yet. You got to do that. You need to focus on you. I'm going to support you. Boom. We'll get up when we get up. Like, there's just, yeah.
Yeah, but y'all were dope last night at the store. Yeah, that was good. I didn't realize... Yeah, again, because I forgot Chris drums. I didn't realize he was bringing the whole drum kit.
We knew y'all never seen that at the summit, I don't think.
No, so we haven't had like a, I don't think we
band
had a drummer.
Set up.
Yeah,
we had to fuck y'all heads up one time.
I know, and I just remember y'all like performing together. And you know, y'all do like a coordinated dance or choreographed dances.
Yep, we ain't do the coordinated dance this time. No choreography this time, but.
Yeah, no, that was...
I'm sleepy. This is crazy. Out of nowhere. We ate CBA this morning. Some bagels.
What's
bacon,
that?
Egg, and cheese.
CBA?
Like, it's just like a bunch of bagel, breakfast bagels.
Oh, Chicago Bagel Authority.
Bagel Authority,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Bagel's good here, though.
Nah, not really. You gotta go to New York, Williamsburg, where the Jewish people be at, for real.
And then you gotta...
They hold it down.
They have good... I mean, I don't eat a lot of dairy, but they have really... So they have really good tofu cream cheese in New York. Yeah.
Just the way you said cream cheese, like, yo.
Cream cheese.
You said that, like, it just sounded good. Say less.
And so they also, like, dig out the
really
bagel.
Really sound out that C. The train finna be all up in the podcast. By the way, guys, we're at the Sure House, but it's a whole train, like, right behind the house. It's loud.
Yeah. Wait, so your next album, are you going to self-release it? Not through...
Can't even tell you, man.
Oh, you can't? Not yet. It's under wraps.
Yeah, I can't even tell you. Yeah. I can tell you off the record, though.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, honestly, I can't say on the record, because what it is I'm independent right now. We're going to see what's good.
Yeah.
Simple as that. We're going to exhaust all options, and then we'll choose the option that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
That's like the best way to put it.
You know, I mean, I think, like, I've done so many of these interviews, and it's so much about, you know, being first generation and of a diaspora and, you know, how, I don't know, a lot of where the person is from, where, you know, they grew up, how they serve that community, you know, but, you know, I think one thing you mentioned last night was how you dropped out of college, and I could not even imagine telling.
You already know.
Yeah.
See, we're giving each other, like, this eye contact right now, and it's just because you just think about your parents automatically. And like,
something about, like, immigrant parents coming to America and being like, well, we sacrificed all these things so you could do X, Y, Z. And I'm just like, when you said that, I was...
You felt it.
Yeah. I was like, I could never do that to my mom. I literally just went to college because, you know, that's what I had to do. There was, like, no question. So what was it like when you told them?
I mean, you know, they didn't, like it, but they also didn't kill me. And that's because I'm going to say that I have, for African parents, I have very, like, lenient African parents. At least they were that way with me, for sure. Because I have an older sister, too. But she did grad school, everything, you know. And me and her obviously talk often about, like, just that dynamic and how interesting it is. And, like, how your parents kind of feel like your success is also a reflection of, like, their success. Which is wild. Because I'll be like, it ain't that, y'all. Like, you know, I'm my own person, too. And, you know, I try to get my parents on that mindset as well. Yeah, it's... So when I told them, I mean, I just had to prove it to them. Because they're like, okay, well, I guess, you know, we can't... And also being a male, it's a little different as well. There's, like, always those, like, little gender things when it comes to immigrants, for sure. It's culturally, we're all... Think about it, it's pretty conservative. Not in the conservative way that people would think about it, like, in America, where it's all, like... neo-Nazi ass shit. It's just more so like very just strict and very private and very like I'm still hesitant even talking about like my parents' interviews, but I so want to because I feel like it's necessary. People need to hear like and relate to stuff. But I've always been raised very private, but I've been obviously breaking out of that. But yeah, I mean, they had no, obviously they knew they had no choice because they knew I was very dead set on doing what I wanted to do. And they knew, I mean, I've been a rebel my entire life pretty much. Like,
Okay, so here's my thing, though. My mom will be like, why are you still rebellious? And I feel like at this point, it's not even being rebellious. It's just being who I am, and my choices are different than yours.
Thank you.
You know?
Ding, ding, ding.
Which is what I've told her, you know? And they think this way, you know, and you think that way. So to through in their eyes, their perspective, you're still being a rebel.
Yeah. And... you know what I love about you too is like you're making up your own rules. Like you made up the Chicago Music Summit, like that's so dope. And when you told me it's expanding to London, I'm like, but you know what's crazy? Like if you told your parents that, like they probably still wouldn't understand it, right?
Oh, when I told my mom I'm working for Apple, like her eyes lit up because that's Apple, you know. So
and it's easy to sell.
It's like
to them.
You have to. What I found out is that you just have to come to them with all of like the accolades, everything. Just be like, you know, I did this thing and I did this thing, and so that they know that, you know, they're just like, okay, she's doing or he's doing whatever. At least they have money in their pocket.
Yes.
You know, and they're paying their bills.
That's because that's all they want is like
peace stability.
Of mind.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Man, all like you don't have to be from the same country. Just all immigrants and first generation share that same common thread.
Yeah, and that's what I've found interesting about these conversations too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been cool.
Man, when did your parents come to America?
In the '70s.
Wow, they've been here for a minute.
Yeah,
mine came in the '90s.
Okay. Oh yeah,
early '90s.
Well, you were born here.
Yeah, in 92, and then they came here in 1990.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They came in there like 26 or something, like, which I realized recently. I was like, dang, they came in out there like my age.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put myself in those shoes, like going to a different country. It's just wild. With a kid too, they had my sister. She was like 5 when she came here.
Yeah, so. No. I know my mom will tell me stories about when she first came here and was like learning to drive and, you know, even when I was little and I went to like, you know, I lived in like a fairly affluent suburb and... when she would speak, they'd tell her she's talking too fast and they couldn't understand her. You know, just like little things you don't think about when you're little, but 20 years later, you're like, oh.
That was racist.
Yeah. Just like microaggressions. Did we even have the word for that when we were growing up?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
There was no, you can, microaggression. Anxiety was never a word thrown in my house. Depression was never a word thrown in my house. Like, there were no official, like, mental health or societal. I don't know how to put that, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just none of that. Like, no terms really besides school, work, bills, and all this.
Right. So it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, then you learn, like, first generations are very self taught, if you think about it, too. Because we're, like I said, we're making up the rules for ourselves, we're choosing different paths. And I've definitely kind of taught myself a lot, especially because I dropped out junior year, so.
Yeah.
I kind of just stopped my education purposely.
Do you ever plan on going back?
You know what's crazy? I always say if I'm going to go back, I'm going to go back for psychology because I realize how interested I am in how people move and how, like, just their minds. And, yeah. Because I'm always like, oh, this links to that. And, like, people are this way because of the way they're raised and all the experiences that they have. It's an accumulation of all that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I would just like to dive deeper into that because I think the mind is obviously fascinating. So, yeah, I might go back. It's just got to be at a time where I'm like, I still got a lot I want to do. Once I feel like I'm really just
Coasting.
Coasting, yes, is when I'll probably go back.
Cool.
But
yeah.
Nope. All right, nice.
I just feel like I
want to hit like
30. Like learning. You know, being in a classroom sounds great. I don't want to do all the tests, but
no,
you know.
Classroom. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to be in like the classroom space.
Yes, you know? Being in the lecture hall, like going to lecture halls, feeling like you're in a productive space, like listening, it makes you feel so good because you feel like you're applying yourself. And it might even feel better for first generation people too. You might even feel, I don't know, that could be a thing too.
I just feel like there's a lot to learn when you're an adult that they don't teach you in school. It's good to learn all those things and go back and be like,
definitely
have like a renewed sense of self when it's like been however many years since you were in college.
Right now, you're just reassuring me that like it could be a very cool stage in my life of just the way you put it of like, you know, you learned a lot and then you go back and then you reapply yourself and kind of just see what happens. And I most definitely, I think I would work harder in school because now that I've experienced a bunch of random, cool, like never thought I'd be in the situation kind of things. Going back is just going to be, I think I'll just listen more because my mind's a little less curious, you know?
And you're you work hard for things, you achieve things, but you're also like very appreciative of
the
opportunities you've been given.
Yeah, I reflect a lot and I also, it could just be so different. I'm just thankful because it could be so different. And I think I get that from my parents, definitely. Just that, that overall mindset of being thankful.
Yeah.
Nope.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, of course.
Good job.
Swag. Right. So what are we doing?